nappyafro.com.
What color are these people?
They are niggas.
Oh, shit.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 273. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupac Shakur, a.k.a. the Boss Kick Ross, a.k.a. Martin Shuther King, and the a.k.a. that's older than my government name, Jack Swagless. I'm sitting here with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. the Black Nick Saban. I'm in the building.
Damn, that's a lot of AKAs, bro.
Hey, man. When you win, winners do what they want.
Hey, I understand. Do you want to go ahead and get into that right now? I know you're feeling good.
Get into it, man. Listen, man. Week two, Coach Durham update. Basically, I was playing a team, you know, and it was a formidable opponent. We went into halftime down 7-6. You know what I'm saying? I challenged my defense. I told my defense, I said, listen, don't let these boys get another motherfucking point. Them were my exact words. And my defense stepped up, and they shut them out the second half. I don't even think they got a first down the second half. My offense scored. We ended up winning the game 12-7. And I told my boys, you know, y'all stepped up to adversity, and you know, you ain't going to always be able to blow everybody out. You're going to have to win them close ones, and we won them close ones. But let me tell you what was so special about this day, Sal Ray. Yeah. My star player was like, listen, coach, the game started at 6. I was like, yeah. He was like, well, I ain't going to be able to be there at 6. I said, why not? He was like, my dad don't get off work at 6. I said, well, let's go talk to your dad. So I go talk to his dad. Dad was like, yeah, man, be, you know, da da da. I said, what school does this man go to? I went and picked this nigga up from school, my nigga.
Wow. That's the shit they do on the TV show, man.
I was Fred. I told you, I'm Fred. Man, I keep telling you, man. I'm Fred, just without the real estate business. You know what I'm saying? And then another parent called me and was like, listen, coach, I don't get off until like 6:30. Is that where you can pick him up? I was like, yeah. And then I got two kids in my car. Then she was like, I know I'm not. She said, this might be asking too much, but can my two daughters catch a ride with you too? Because they chilly. I said, yo, come on. It's going to be tight. But come on in. So, you know, yeah, I had a car full showing up to the game last week.
And that's where it's going to start. So now, since you've done it, anytime they got a stub toe or they trying to get that date in real quick, they're going to call the coach. And then they're going to have the players calling the coach. By week six, the players going to be calling you.
Okay, week six, we're done. So, yeah.
Yo, what, how many weeks y'all play? It's 8, right?
We only got 6 games, man, yeah.
Oh, okay. And that's not including playoffs, though.
We don't do playoffs.
It's just it. Whoever wins.
You play your 5 games, and then the 6th game is the championship game.
Damn. That's not bad. That's not a long season. I thought it was longer than that.
It's not that bad. That's why I was like, it'll be over at the end of this month. Like, October, basically, we got one game in September, all the games are October, and then we're done. Like, in the first week of November, we're finished.
So just tying that to a text that we got earlier today. So, October's not over yet?
Apparently, it's not. I didn't think about that. I don't know why I thought it was like October the 20-something. I was just like, yo, you know, it's October. Can we get a pink? I said, I know October almost over, but can one of y'all design a pink Nappy Afro shirt? Nigga was like, BZ was like, nigga, it's October the 5th. I was just like, oh, yeah.
my nigga woke up tweaking, boy. He get 2 wins in. He done moved a year long and shit. He like, it's championship day. Shit. Yeah. Hey, man, congrats, man. Congrats.
Oh, yeah, this week we going against a coach that was talking big shit in the offseason. Said he's going to put 60 points on us. He's going around telling people he beat us last year. He's lying. So this week is personal.
He's lying. Personal. Like, he didn't beat y'all last year?
Beat us. Like, I mean, I'm like, why are you lying? Like, we beat y'all twice last year, my nigga. Like, what are you saying? You know what I'm saying? So, come on now. Nah, you didn't beat me. No, you didn't beat me.
Niggas making up stories and shit now.
Matter of fact, we didn't beat him twice last year. We beat him in the Jamboree, and then we beat him in the regular season. the Jamboree, you know, they don't keep score, but, you know, coach is always keeping score. You know what I'm saying? So we beat them. You know, that's the two times I got them.
Well, then, so the Jamboree is like the preseason tournament?
It's yeah, like a 20-minute scrimmage. It's like a little scrimmage.
Oh, okay. Can't you be know, mad at you for that.
Yeah, it's just a little scrimmage, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, yeah, we kept score. Like, what you mean? We scored more than y'all, like, you know?
Savage.
So, yeah, I mean, but, oh, and shout out to the Tom Brown Gladiators, the number one defense in the city by the stats. We only giving up 7 points a game. Yeah. Them boys legit.
Can't be mad. I mean, you know, I was going to say it's early, but you only got 6 games, so shit. You a third through the season already.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Next game is like mid-season. Like, you know?
Shit moves fast.
Form next week. Like, you know.
Shit comes at you fast. Ain't no season conditioning, nigga. You either ready or you ain't.
Yeah, that's why why you think I started conditioning like July? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, yo, we got to get there early. You know what I'm saying? So we've been working out since July.
Damn. Hey, yeah, man, that's what you do, drill sergeant, man.
For these 6 weeks, man. So, look, man, Coach Germ, like I said, I put my nuts on the table this year. I'm goddamn saying it had to. Is this year or nothing, nigga? Like, I'm saying it, man.
That's good shit, bro. Speaking of some shit that's not good shit, let's go ahead and get this fucking shit out the way. Las Vegas. There's no real way terrorist to like
attack, mass shooting. What do you want to call this? All right,
nah, that's a terrorist attack. Right? Stephen Paddock, you bitch,
terrorist,
fucking terrorist, went down to Vegas somehow.
Allegedly.
There's no alleged. He well, I guess that is the alleged, right? So it's conspiracy theories. You know, all the tinfoil hats came out, and yeah. I understand because we're talking about 23 weapons were found in the room. With like 1,600 rounds of ammunition, 16 weapons in 23 suitcases?
It was 23 weapons
and 16 suitcases.
Yeah,
it was some shit. Like, how did that even happen? He was only supposed to be there for 3 days.
Exactly. So nobody seen him bringing all this shit in. Like, nobody questioned it. My whole thing was this. All right, the nigga started busting off in a room. Now, if I'm in a room on the same floor and I hear niggas shooting a machine gun like that, like, what's going on? Like, I mean, I know they say nobody ever sleeps in Vegas, so why ain't nobody hear this shit? Like, I'm just...
They heard it, but what you think they're going to do?
I mean, you got to call people or something. I mean, I don't know.
Well, so they did call, but... So this happened for, like, 15 minutes. The shit went on for 15 minutes. And I imagine if you call 911, trying to get up the strip is probably going to be a bitch. And anytime. I've been in Vegas and the strip is always packed. So this was at a night concert. I can imagine that it was still packed. But 15 minutes to get up. I mean, and he was in, what was it, the Bellagio?
He was in the Mandalay Bay.
So you right in the center of the shit and you're in one of the more known hotels. I would imagine there's security or something close.
Bruh. But, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it went on 15 minutes.
I feel like it was like a group did this and they just killed him and he's the fucking, you know, like because it's just too much. Like, these were big machine guns for a nigga that didn't have no training. Like, niggas just don't learn how to shoot machine guns and shit. Like, I don't know.
Training as far as what? You mean like military training?
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, you can shoot guns all you want. Maybe you can get good shooting guns by just shooting them. But, I mean,
absolutely. I worked in IT. And I worked with some white boys who showed up. We got snowed in. This is real shit. We got snowed in, so they had to stay at a hotel that was close to the workplace so we didn't leave and drive into traffic, and then they'd be fucked up if something goes bad. So they had to stay in a hotel, which was like 3 minutes away. And these motherfuckers showed up to check into the hotel, and they had M16s. Mm. I don't know why, but they had these motherfuckers, and these niggas wasn't in the military. Mm. That's what they play with, is they had M16s. So I'd imagine if they had them, they know how to use them, which means that they're taking them to the range and they're shooting.
Damn.
These motherfuckers, the culture's out there. These cats have these weapons and know how to shoot them with no military training.
Well, damn. I stand corrected.
Nigga, I left that room quick.
I mean, I would have too, because I would have been, nah. I don't want a gun to accidentally go off. Like, that's why I'm not... There's no reason for you to have a gun around me. Like, there's no reason. I mean, I don't live that type of life. You can have a gun. And I'm almost like I'm anti-gun now, sorry. I'm gonna be honest with you. Wow. I want all guns to be pulled, like all of them. Like nobody should have guns in this country, except for the police.
It's worked. I don't even know if I'd say except for the police, especially with the way our government works. Fuck the police too.
But see, then you got to take that threat away of your life being in danger. You can't just shoot a nigga because you can't be like, oh, I thought he was gonna kill me. No, I don't have a gun. Man, like nobody has a gun.
That doesn't matter. That's you're predicating. Yeah, you're predicating that threat.
Evictions then.
Yeah, you're predicating the threat on the weapon, and there's never a weapon. There's usually not a weapon when this shit happens. I just watched a dude get shot running away.
But they think niggas got a gun and just gonna pull it out like Jason Bourne and just bust at him. See, that's what I'm saying. So if you take that element away that I don't have a gun, so you can't be on edge then. You know what I'm saying? You might be like,
that's not how it works.
I'm the one in power here. I got the gun. He doesn't. You know what I'm saying? But I know you're never gonna stop the black market, but it would be nice to have a gun-free society.
What I'm saying to you is that the weapon is not the weapon is not the gun. The weapon is black skin. And yeah, once they see your black skin, they're scared of you.
Yeah, but I think it's just because they listen to so much rap music and watch these fucking stupid movies. They think like they don't know any real black people in life because they don't give a fuck about them. So all they can go on is what I see on the news. I see on World Star. I see on BET. They like that's so they think all black people are like that. So of course you're gonna be scared of them. You know what I'm saying? Like.
They passed laws based on super strong Negroes before we were talking about weapons. So it's not a gun. Black skin is the weapon. I just watched a dude get shot down, running away from cops. Got shot 3 times, dead.
Wow.
And he wasn't even far away from like this nigga shot him, and he was maybe 5 yards away from him. He just didn't feel like running no more.
Damn. I mean, what happened to the good old days where the cops slam you on your shit and beat your ass, man? Lump you up for making me run. Like, nigga, I pulled a hamstring chasing your ass, nigga. Beat your ass.
There's entire countries that don't have guns that have no deaths. And I don't know why we can't figure that shit out. I mean, but I'm definitely tired.
I think you should just be able to get like a single shot rifle for like people that live in the flyover states like Missouri, North Dakota. Shit like that, they got to hunt for their food because they don't have grocery stores and shit. You know what I'm saying? I think, you know, they should be able to have guns. But if you live, like, regular places, like, you know, nah, no guns, man.
Man, fuck that shit. Get a musket. You bad? Get a musket.
Yeah, like, I think you ought to be able to use a bow and arrow. Like, fuck it. Go primitive. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, bow and arrow, all you can use. The hunt. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's making it fair. Like, I mean, y'all out here with the, like, people not shooting, hunting with an AR. And if you is, you hunting pigs or some shit, them big old wild pigs and shit, and you got to bust them because, you know, them motherfuckers fuck you up.
I don't even trust, you know, the thing about it is that our society is so weaponized. I don't even trust that motherfuckers will have automatic bow and arrows. And all it's going to do is it's just going to change the focus. Now, I'm not saying that doesn't mean. I'm definitely not one of those people that say don't try anything because people are going to find a way around it. I say make that shit as difficult as possible. I get tired of hearing people say, well, stricter gun laws ain't going to do anything. Well, let's try it and see, motherfucker. How about because we try it and see what happens?
Excuse me. They say the Second Amendment is not the right. It's the right to bear arms to fight the government or some shit, right?
That's what it was enacted from the tyranny of government.
You're not taking up guns against the government. Like, you would get outgunned. So... Yeah. People like they misreading the Second Amendment. Like, you know, so read it again. Like, it ain't for you to protect your family. That's not what the amendment's saying. You have a right to protect your property or your house. You know what I'm saying? It's like from the government. So I don't know, man. We got to do something because, I mean, you can't go to a concert now without feeling, you know, goddamn wondering what's going to happen. You can't go to a fucking club no more without wondering what's going to happen. Like,
you can't go to school, crazy. You can't go to church, and it's, you know, it's church. One of those things, like...
I mean, what, like, God, they really... Now, I'm not living my life scared, man, so fuck all y'all niggas that's trying to make us scary and stop. I ain't fuck that, man. I ain't doing it, man.
Conspiracy theorists are saying there's no way he could have knocked out hurricane-proof glass, got off so many rounds. Of course, he ended up dead. We're talking about 58 people shot and killed, 500 people injured. He was just busting. And I saw the first thing you saw was the videos. I was like, I can't watch the videos. I've seen enough people get slaughtered in my lifetime. I'm at the point now I can't watch no more. And then I fuck around and saw a picture, and it was like, show somebody this when they say something about gun control. And I didn't see what the picture was. I opened the picture, and it's just the bodies laying in the field. The motherfuckers that died, you know, that didn't get any medical attention, that were just dead on site. And I'm like, man, this shit is fucking crazy.
We've gotten numb as a society, bro, seeing dead people. Growing up, it's all right. We ain't see that shit on the news and crazy shit like that. You know what I'm saying? They just didn't show it. Now, like, with the internet, man, like, I told you, I seen a motherfucker get his head cut off, and that shit was just like, that changed my whole world. Like, I couldn't believe it.
This is when they were doing the ISIS shit.
Like, back, like, 2001, 2002, some shit right there, right after 9/11, when they, that journalist dude or whatever, when they cut his motherfucking shit off, I said, God damn, like, shit was real. Like, I was just like, what the fuck is the internet? Like, yo, this shit is fucking like, man. God.
Yeah,
man.
I didn't watch that one, but I did watch, you know, Faces of Death, and we found out later that shit was fake. But I also watched that Faces website.
Hey, whoa. It's all right. You're just not going to glaze over that.
What?
Faces of Death was fake?
A lot of this shit on Faces of Death was fake.
Like what? Give me one. A lot of it was real, too.
I don't remember what the fucking real shit was. I had to go back and double check.
I mean, I believe when they was eating the monkey brains, that was fake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was fake. And there was, I think it was somebody that jumped from some shit and they bounced. And, like, that shit was fake. And was it the bear? The bear attack was fake. I had to leave that to B-Eazy. B-Eazy can give you the actual factuals on that shit. But I remember reading that shit.
We're going to look that up.
So I quit watching after a while.
Faces of Death was, we really... Man, when you rented them shits from the video store, nigga, like, that was like, yo, I got Faces of Death, nigga.
But I know that I did watch DeathVac, you know, back in the day, if people remember that website. And they had a lot of real fucked up shit on there, too. So, E-Bomb, bro. Is E-Bomb's World now?
No, I know E-Bomb's World was the site that I used to see all the crazy shit on, like.
Man, that shit got out of hand. And I think about, like, what you just said when you said we used to see dead bodies. Every time I hear that, it makes me think of Boys in the Hood when he said, hey, you want to go see a dead body? Because that's how that shit was back in the day. It was like, yeah. Yo, what? Somebody dead?
Yeah, like, dead, nigga. Like, you ain't seen niggas dead, but in the casket. But to see, like, somebody actually lose their life visually, like, when you just seeing that, like, God damn, this shit kind of like... I don't know, take a piece of your soul away, nigga, and just make you numb to that shit. Like my homeboy sent me a video, and he sent me a video of a nigga dunking. I was just like, nigga ain't break his leg or nothing? Like, nigga, you sent me a video of a dunk? Like, I was like, I mean, he ain't do like a 720 or nothing. It was just I was like, man, I thought your nigga would break his arm or the backboard or something. Like, that's how, when you send me a video, I'm thinking I'm going to see something that's going to be like, oh, shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I like seeing shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not one of them people. Like, I want to see it.
Yeah, it's definitely fucked up. Are you one of the people that think that this is a conspiracy? Because, like you already said, the cops.
I'm just saying, so long for cops to get there. I'm just saying, bro. That was a lot of. He did a lot of shooting for one person. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was a lot. I mean, he must have had. I mean, I'm not. I don't think he was by himself. Not at all. I don't think he was by himself. You know, not no way. You're not gonna make me believe one person did all that. You know what I'm saying? That's too much of a great story. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah.
So 15 minutes. We're going to assume that it's not 100% accuracy. So 580 people were injured. That means that you probably shot at least 1,000 rounds off. That's a lot. That's a lot of fucking shooting.
That's what I'm saying. That's a lot, boy. He was letting that thing go.
Because after you get through the first couple of rounds.
And then it was like two windows busted out. So I'm thinking, like, you know what I'm saying?
And he wasn't on the top floor. They said he was on the 12th, but he ended up being on like he was on the 32nd, but he was on the 12th floor, some shit like that. He was on the lower floor. They had one of the interviews with a girl who everybody's saying they've seen her at all these other places. And she was saying it sounded like there were people coming from, shots were coming from different places. She talked about people being shot up under the chin. Which, if you're shooting from up high, how are you getting shot under the chin? But she's also there in chaos, so she don't really fucking know.
I guess.
Who knows? It might not even been under the chin. She might have saw the shit come in the top of his cheek and come out the bottom of his chin. Yeah. You know what I mean? She don't fucking know. his body's running around. I keep hearing people talk about this false flag shit. And I have yet to figure out what the purpose is.
False flag?
Yeah, the government is... So some of these tinfoil hat motherfuckers is saying that the government is staging these events called false flags. But I still don't know what the purpose is. Fear, like, ultimately... But we always scared. So then what?
I mean, I think, like, when Bush was president and they had that little terror threat level, orange, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they used to have all that shit. I think that was kind of to drive, you know, people, like, you know, to, you know, be a little scary. I mean, I'm not saying the government, I mean, I wouldn't put it past the government. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of those people, but I'm just saying I can see our government doing some shady shit like this.
Well, so the term false flag is one thing. The way they're talking about it being done now doesn't make sense. If you're talking about using something to increase fear and make people more docile and respect authority, that's one thing. But you're talking about staging mass shootings like Sandy Hook in Las Vegas to do what?
Gun sales went up this week. I'm telling you, gun sales were up.
They're never down, though. When the fuck are they down?
I mean, you know, like, look, because I know after the Orlando shooting, we took our ARs off display. Like, we was like, nah, you know, we still selling them, but we ain't displaying them or nothing like that. People got upset. Well, I'm not buying. If you own something, display them, I'm not buying. We like, we still sell them. We just don't motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, put them out here in the open. Because we had one out there tricked out like goddamn Call of Duty, nigga. I picked it. I said, okay, I get the appeal, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But I just, nah, man. It's crazy.
It just doesn't make sense to me. So everybody's claiming this false flag, and I don't fucking know. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Like, flat out tired of this shit. I don't know what else to say about this shit, so let's move on to another tragedy. Amber Rose slut walk happened.
Yep.
2017 slut walk. I still don't know the actual purpose of this shit. Can you help me understand the slut walk?
Well, slut walk is to... Amber Rose started it because, you know, people were slut shaming her. And so this is basically like to do away with slut shaming and let women be empowered to do what they want to do with their bodies. And, you know what I'm saying? So this is just like a celebration of, you know, empowerment of women. But, you know, not that sexual empowerment. That's what I'm going to take from it.
So it's an actual event where they have things that they do. For the one that happened this year, this was in L.A. 15,000 people pre-registered. And it has a schedule of events. Like, you talking, there's festivities and the whole nine. Registration, kickoff party, you know, they have a little concert. And then they start a march at 11 o'clock. They started the march at 11 o'clock. And then they had other shit, festivals and concerts, and I don't know what the fuck we're doing. Like, the thing behind it says no more sexual violence, no more victim blaming, no more derogatory labels, no more gender inequality. But when you see the pictures from the slut walk, I don't know what. Maybe it's not for me to understand. And maybe I'm not trying enough to. Maybe I'm not trying hard enough to understand. I'll wear that. I'm not smart enough or articulate enough to understand and get the nuances of the slut walk. I'll wear that. But your boy was out there with his girl. Amber Rose is still dating 21 Savage. 21. And he was out there right next to her with his sign, with, you know, the slut walk sign.
He had a sign that said, I'm a hoe too.
Come on, man.
He was chanting, I'm a hoe too. I'm a hoe too.
Hey, man, look, that dude is in love. And he's supporting his girl, so shit. More props, I guess. Y'all happy? We happy? I don't know. What did you think about that?
I mean, hey, man, I'm all for it, man. Hey, long as people not infringing on my rights and bothering me, man, you can do what you want to do. I wouldn't want my daughter attending it or being, you know, I may using it as a hashtag on social media. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I don't know, man. I'm not, hey, man, if they like it, I love it, but I'm not, I wouldn't attend. People are like, oh, man, you have so much fun. Oh, it was fun. It was great. It was a blast. I'm pretty sure the parties were live. I mean, those people look like they know how to party. I mean, hang up front, I probably go, I club and hang with you, but I'm not going to be outside with all that. Like, what's the point? I don't get it. I don't get it. If you can get 15,000 people for a slut walk, I hope you can get 15,000 people talking about some injustice in your neighborhood. Just saying. Just saying.
Here you go. Now, here we go with this shit.
I mean, it's all right. We can, if y'all come together for that, but I hope y'all 15,000 people going to vote in y'all local elections. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that's all I'm saying. Here we go with
that shit. This shit is not equal, man. We got to stop doing that. Shit is not equal.
Saying, man. We can come together for bullshit, but we can't come together for shit that matter, man.
No, people come together for shit that matters, and the shit doesn't work as well. Like, there's not, you ain't got to equate the two. This shit don't go together like that.
Sense, all right? Like, it's power numbers, man.
It's niggas in St. Louis right now shutting down highways. They've been doing this shit for 2 weeks. Yeah. And it's a nigga right now getting killed in St. Louis while they shut down highways talking about injustice. It doesn't mean that their march is not working. People have different purposes, man. It don't equal the same. It's not the same shit.
We get 15,000 people to show up for a slut walk, but we get 100 to show up for the protests at the city hall. That's all I'm saying, man. You know, I'm just, you know, come on, people.
Stop it. That's the same Jordans versus polling shit. It's like doesn't the cross make sense. Section
of people don't come out for the issues. Is all I'm
but
saying.
But when the people come up with the issues, it's not the people showing up for the issues. It's the people who are enacting the policies that don't give a fuck.
But yeah, if you only show up with 500 people, I don't
it doesn't matter. We showed out in droves to vote. And that motherfucker Trump won, and he didn't win the popular vote. It's not about turnout. It's about the people that are controlling the narrative. Hmm. It doesn't matter. More people line up for fucking iPhones than line up for Jordans, but every time some shit happens, they talk about people with Jordans. 15,000 people showed up for Amber Rose Slut Rock, and I would be willing to bet that those same 15,000 do shit in their local communities. I'd be willing to bet that shit. Now, it might not be of the same caliber of shit that you're interested in, but I'm sure they're doing something. Okay. Other than maybe 21 Savage. He might have been the lone wolf that don't show up to do shit.
And then, like, he was just like, everybody talking trash about him going and stuff. He was just like, it was fun. You know, y'all would have went too or something. Then he was just like, the Amber Rose, like, tell him to suck your dick. He was like, suck my dick. I was just like, nigga, you proving us right. She was controlling you, nigga. She made you go. I mean, I understand you supporting your girlfriend and all that. I get it. But you holding up a sign saying, I'm a hoe too? And Chan, I'm a hoe too.
But is he lying?
I mean, maybe that's his truth, but I mean, you 21 Savage, like, you just understand, like, the image you portray, that right there kind of like, you know, the brand took a beating that day, that's all I'm saying.
What is he losing? As a man, being a hoe, you lose no.
No, I mean, no, but it's just like his fan base, they kind of like, you know, we look at you as you just super thug ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? Like, you kill people every day, and you know what I'm saying? Like, and then you sit up there chanting, holding a sign up, I'm a hoe too. Like, that's kind of just like, you know, that's like if I see Saul Wright in some fucking sandals or something. The first time I see Saul Wright, he got some sandals on. I'll be like, man, what the fuck? Saul Wright, like, you the shoe cane, nigga. I need to see some exclusive flavorful kicks. You come out here with some old, with a pair of your beaters or something on. Like, hold up, Jerm. I'll be like, man, what the fuck? Like, I expect to see the goddamn Yeezys fresh out of plastic that day, you know, because that's your thing.
Well, you better go ahead and be ready to be disappointed, because that'll never happen.
Sorry, like, I'm never wearing no Yeezys. I bought those shoes just to have them right there.
I ain't bought no fucking Yeezys.
I'm just saying, sorry.
Don't you disrespect my wallet.
Some Nike, the red Nike Yeezys. Now we're talking. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Not to boost them shits, whatever.
Hey, all I know is that 21 Savage is living his most powerful truth right now. That nigga's in love. He's slut walking. He's paid. He riding in fucking Phantoms. He got the girl of his life. Like, he winning right now, man.
He leveled up. I'm not mad at him, but I'm just, you know, the brand took a beating, man. That's all I'm saying, man.
Hey, niggas who are disappointed in Savage, he's still going home to them cakes.
Yeah.
And then you, why people sit at home talking about it. I can't believe he got him out there. Come on, bro. This niggas out here have done less for less.
You're right.
So, props to that nigga.
I found him out for some pussy.
Hey, for real. It's niggas that's been betrayed all the niggas they know for some pussy.
Literally climbed a mountain for some pussy.
Hey, there's niggas out there. We saw a nigga climb up on the roof for some pussy. Mm. Remember old boy was on the roof?
Got to the top of the mountain. The girl said, not bad for a pregnant woman. I said, what?
Shit.
I'm like, nigga, huh? Oh, shit.
That's terrible. That's all bad, bro. Speaking of slut walk and equality, your boy Cam Newton made the news today. This is not on the outline. This is some shit that I saw. Apparently, after the game, one of the reporters asked him about one of the players running routes, and Cam Newton looked at it and said, it's funny to be listening to a female talking about running routes. That's funny. And then he went on to answer the question.
Yeah.
And she said, it's not funny. It's my job. You know what I'm saying? She retorted on Twitter. And she apparently asked him or gave him the chance after the fact to apologize.
Yeah. Well, I'm apologizing for
her. Well, first of all, let's say her name because I don't want to be disrespectful like that. Yeah. It's Jordan Rodriguez.
Yeah, let's do say her name. Sorry, right? Because internet pulled some shit up on her.
Jordan Rodriguez is, if I'm saying that right. Rodriguez? Yeah. Rodriguez, maybe?
Yeah, we'll let it slide.
Jordan Rodriguez, I'll go with that. She's the reporter. She's the beat reporter for the team. So she's always talking to the team about the team. Mm-hmm. That's her job. Like, that's what she does. It's cover the fucking team. So he made the statement. He went on to answer the question. After the fact, she tweeted that out, and then she gave him a chance to apologize. And he said, I guess he didn't apologize and went worse. Like, he said some more shit, and she said, I chose not to share it because I have an actual job to do today, and he won't keep me from it. And then, of course, the pundits, the talking heads, went all in on Cam Newton. He lost one of his sponsors, Dannon. Yep. I didn't know Dannon was even still a theme, but
yeah, he lost one of his sponsors. I think that's the only thing they make is yogurt, bro.
That's all they got left? Because they used to do, like, the fruit cups and all of that other shit.
Fruit cups and shit, yeah.
But he lost one of his sponsors for that. And then, come to find out, somebody dug up some dirt on her. Where apparently she was celebrating her racist father.
Mm. Well, she got more than that. She had one tweet she fired. Oh, okay. This is the tweet she had. She was like, the Earth moves at 450 miles per hour. That's 10 times taller. Triller than NASCAR. Dale Earnhardt's a bitch nigga. And then this one tweet she had. And she had the one about her dad. My dad is being super racist as we pass through Navajo land. And he like, he's the best. Racist jokes the whole drive home. So, you know, then she gonna, I apologize for the offensive tweets from my Twitter account from 4 or 5 years ago. There's no excuse for these tweets and the sentiment behind them. I am deeply sorry and apologize. So, you tried to play the victim and then the internet caught your motherfucking ass out there. And let's be real. I mean, Cam didn't say nothing wrong. He ain't like he, you know, it wasn't, he just said it's just funny to hear, you know what I'm saying? Because No, not even fucking men. People ask about routes. Like what? Maybe he was amazed that you know, like, whoa, shit, you really know football. I don't know.
But then he would have said, it's funny to hear a reporter asking about routes. He wouldn't have said female. His issue was with the female asking the question. Hmm. And so for Cam to be doing this shit, this is what, his 7th season?
Yeah, 11, 7. Mm-hmm.
So this is your 7th season in the league. She's the beat reporter for the team. So she's done this for a little bit. You've talked to this person before. You've talked to other females before. And for this to come out your mouth now, I think he's like 28 or 29, to make this comment was fucking stupid. What he said was wrong. Fuck you, Jerm. That shit was wrong. If that's how he felt, that's one thing. You don't say that shit out like that. Does Cam have kids? Does Cam have a daughter?
I know he got a son.
I know he got some tight ass pants that can't all come from his closet. So yeah. There's got to be a girl that's somewhere around him.
Yeah, he still got baby mama now. He just, you know, I think, yeah, he do got a girl that he with.
So I'm just saying, like, that shit was whack. It was a whack ass comment to make. And I also think that her response, even her apology from my account 4 or 5 years ago, is saying that, hey, like, that was long ago. That's not me now. Even her apology, she's trying to distance herself from the shit. Was also some bullshit. Which means that both of y'all are kind of trash.
I mean, Cam, I mean, he needs to understand that when he's not regular. He can't just, you know, say shit like me, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? Speak freely. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got people with sponsors that back out on you and, you know, you lose a check. Because some shit you said, you know, I mean, I guess, you know, because he said female. If he would have said reported, then I guess he would have. I think they still would have found a way something, you know what I'm saying? I just, here I go with my conspiracy again. It's all a divergence, all right?
Oh, God.
They want to take the heat off of the NFL for the Kaepernick situation. Now they're throwing it on Cam Newton, man.
No, what he said was fucked up.
This big black man picking on this little white woman.
It's a lot easier to have a conversation about players denigrating reporters, because that's always been done. When you get a player up in the corner and you ask him a question that he don't want to fucking answer, he's going to be like, well, when did you play, nigga? That's how it's going to go. And that conversation is fine. But once you start saying that you're not qualified to ask me that question, or it sounds funny to answer that question from a female, you putting a whole nother twist on it. Now, I won't go as far as Ron Parker or Shannon Sharp, who be on their mouthing on that yak. I'll be on their mouthing on that yak, Skip.
I'm going to celebrate cigar.
I won't go as far as them and try and compare it to being black, because that's immediately what we do when anybody's met with adversity. We're like, well, being black, we shouldn't. I won't go that far with it. But I will say that it was fucked up. Mm-hmm. And he shouldn't have said it. And by now, he should have apologized.
Apologized for what?
For saying what the fuck he said.
No, I don't.
You think it's okay to say it's funny for a woman to be asking me about routes?
But then you say cool? He asked the question. He didn't answer in a sarcastic way. He didn't make her feel.
He laughed at her serious question. She's doing her job, and he laughed at her. Like, it's funny to hear a woman.
So he would have been like, we talk about routes here. That's the best question you came up with.
Completely
like,
fine.
Who asked about routes? Like, who asked about routes? Like,
this is not the first time we, nigga, Randy Moss's whole career, they talked about routes. This isn't, it's not an insane question.
I just feel like it was a dumb question. So
maybe it was a dumb question. Then say it's a dumb question. We see those sound bites all the time.
But then they would have been like, oh, he did that because she was a woman. Like, it was a no-win situation.
Nah, he could have said it's a dumb question and explain why it was a dumb question, and Cam would have just been the same sore loser that he always is. Yeah, that's normal. That's normal. Like, we expect him to be a childish asshole. That's fine. But framing it the way he framed it is the bullshit. And disregarding me and then answering my question doesn't make it any better. It's whack. That's what he should apologize for his mama, for his baby mama, for his aunts. He should apologize for that shit. But now you seem to think that her having the racist comments before means like it was coming or something. Like,
nah, it was just like, you know, I just think, you know, that's a character. We gotta attack her character. You know what I'm saying? She asked for an apology, and I was like feeling like the victim when I don't know. She might have had an axe to grind with Cam Newton and just, you know, blew it out of proportion. Like, who knows if she asked for this apology and he didn't offer one? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
No, that's valid. That's valid. We don't know if that part happened. What we do know is that he didn't publicly apologize after he publicly said what he said. That didn't happen. And this is largely how feminism works. Like, feminism and black shit don't go hand in hand. They like to use feminism to round up black women, but they don't use it to defend black people at all. So I'm not surprised that someone who's trying to, you know, jump on the feminism thing happens to have a racist past. That doesn't shock me at all. We should have talked about this earlier, but I kind of wanted to get away from the gun talk for a second. There's a challenge that's been going on, and there's two challenges that have been going on, right? So, for the whatever challenge. But then the other challenge that I just heard of and just saw was the Stop Lacking Challenge. Was it Memphis?
Memphis.
So, hashtag Stop Lacking Challenge if you want to look at that bullshit. It was a dude going around in Memphis with his, well, of course, he's recording it, right? With his camera.
Yeah.
With his phone, because that's what we do when we do stupid shit. We record it. And he walks up to people and pull out a gun. Why you lacking? And they show their weapon, or they run away if they ain't got a weapon or whatever, or he chastises them for not having a weapon. The point of the Stop Lacking Challenge is to make sure you got your shit on you at all times in case something jumps off. Optics of the shit, go ahead.
Tennessee's open carry, so that's why everybody's fucking strapped.
Yeah, now what are their crime stats in Memphis?
Horrible.
Where does Memphis rank in crime right now?
See, Memphis crime, they do have first 48 there all the time.
So that's not by chance.
Yeah, The violent crime rose 6% last year. Let's see.
If we look at this, now this is from...
On the 10 most dangerous cities, Memphis is number 4.
Number 4. Now this is as of when?
This is from Forbes.
Well, what's the date?
Okay, let's get a date on this.
Like, is it at least
2017? What year is this? How do I... Oh, no, go back. How do I look at this and see what the date on the article is?
Should be right at the top.
It doesn't say on... It just has... It's like, you know, I'm on my iPhone, so that's why I can't...
Okay.
Oh, but I'm just going to run down the top 10, you know what I'm saying, I'm here.
Go for it.
Number... Seven, eight, nine. Okay, number 10 is Buffalo, New York.
So we're looking at two different lists.
Okay, so yeah. What year is this? Cleveland's number 9. Stockton.
Oh my God, this got to be old.
Okay, yeah, because Detroit's number 1, man.
yeah. Detroit's number 1 on this list, too, so it's not too old. Detroit's number 1, St. Louis is number 2 on this list, Miami, Florida's number 3. It's starting to look real present with what I have.
Yeah.
Houston's number 4, Atlanta's number 5. This is starting to seem real regular. Dallas, yeah, number 6, way to go Texas, 2 of the top 10. Minneapolis is number 7, that's a shocker. LA is number 8, LA is sliding out the top 10 list. Philadelphia is number 9. And Pittsburgh is number 10 on the list I have in front of me. So Memphis didn't rank on these lists, and this one is from March of 2017.
Okay.
But I imagine that if everyone's walking around strapped, there's a lot of crime that either doesn't get caught or doesn't get recorded. I would just guess that. There's several problems with the idea of walking around and just pulling out a weapon on somebody that don't know you. Obviously being that your ass gonna get shot. But why are we recording this shit? And what did you think when you saw the video? Because I sent it to you on Twitter.
I fucking did that meme. I was just like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, what the fuck? Like, that shit, these challenges, bro. Goddamn, man.
I don't understand. Like, I get the premise, but there's got to be a better way to check. Like, can you have a conversation? Can you ask a nigga?
Can you strap my own nigga? Word, good. I mean, that's it. You ain't got to pull your gun out on me, nigga. Like, I don't know. What if you accidentally fired a gun? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, somebody going to accidentally get shot doing this stop lagging challenge. I'm calling it now.
I saw a video the other day of a nigga. They were rapping or, you know, doing whatever the fuck they was doing, talking shit in the camera, and the dude shot his boy in the face.
God damn.
And, you know, it wasn't like one of them gruesome, bloody shots everywhere. Like, he grazed his face. But the point is, he was pointing the gun from behind him. And got it right near his face and went off. Popped the nigga right in the jaw. He's like, oh shit, you shot me. Like, yeah, you sitting around with loaded guns, talking shit, smoking and throwing your hands around with a weapon, yeah. Finger on the trigger, yeah.
Oh shit, you shot me,
cuz. Yeah, it's probably going to happen. Who's surprised? I don't know, man. What do you think about the other challenges, the rap challenges? Because we talked about this last week.
I mean, some of them are cool. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad it's played out now because Queen Germ wanted to do one, and I was just like, that was so last week. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what did she want to do?
Do one of the little challenges. She wanted you to rap one too, man.
But what was the challenge? For the what challenge?
So for the cat, for the pussy, for the dick thing, she wanted to rap.
They got 40 years old. I ain't doing that shit.
That's what I was telling her, man. She was like, hey, it'd be fun. I was like, eh.
Here's mine. I do mine right now. I got married for the pussy. The end.
Pay rent for the pussy.
That's the end, nigga.
I go to work for the pussy.
See, you doing yours now. You 3 bars in and shit.
Jobs for the pussy.
Like, it's not going to work for an old nigga to be doing that shit.
I apologize for the pussy.
Hey, we all have, right?
Eat bad food for the pussy.
And look, now you're trying to get people in trouble. It's not new. Like, the challenge is social media, and this is kind of the fun shit. But then it goes to the point where it jumps the shark. And I've seen people, for my God, the For My God challenge, you seen that one?
No.
Yeah, and the Christians that got in on it For My Jesus challenge. And, it, you know, for my, is everybody's got a challenge. okay, we got it. But why do we always have to do this? We had the ALS challenge. We got all the ice bucket challenge was the ALS challenge. We got all these other challenges. We always challenging some shit for people to do something. What's the end result? How does this shit actually work? Because I think for ALS, somehow there were sponsorships tied to that shit.
You were supposed to donate money.
But I know all the people wouldn't donate money. Like, nigga, exactly. my broke ass cousins did the shit. They ain't donate no money.
Yeah. You're supposed to, when you challenge somebody, you're supposed to donate some money if you did, you know what I'm saying?
But they also, there was something else tied to it to where money was raised some other kind of way. Now, you know, don't take it from me. I don't know everything.
I think that's why the money was raised, because if I called you out, I was supposed to donate $10 or something, and then you were supposed to do it and donate $10 to the call. You know what I'm saying? That's what was supposed to happen.
But we all know at least 20 people that did the challenge that didn't donate shit.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why that's when it was just like it jumped the shark. You wasn't doing the challenge for the what it was challenged for. You was doing the challenge because it was a fad.
And then we had the mannequin challenges.
Creative.
We had the planking challenges.
Stupid.
I can't think of all of them, but it, like at one point it's cool. Yeah, at one point it's cool, and then after that you'd be like, "All right, nigga, all right."
The Kanika challenge.
Kanika challenge.
Yeah, motherfuckers was getting refrigerators and freezers and shit.
They shut the fuck up, Jern.
I swear to God, nigga,
that did not happen.
All right. Then they had the girl on the phone. They had that with the Irene challenge.
What? Hold on, yeah. Man. I'm still looking at the Kanika challenge.
Look it up.
I don't see that one. This is on Twitter?
Nigga, it had videos of it. Motherfuckers getting in freezes and shit.
Are you fucking...
It. Yes, because this dude made a video. He was upset about it. He's like, yo, dumbass niggas doing that shit. And somebody died, nigga. You doing that shit? What the fuck wrong with y'all niggas, man? Y'all niggas are stupid.
So this is on YouTube, the craziest Kanika challenge. I'm watching this shit live. I don't know if the audio is going to come through because I'm on here. So, okay, you guys had the Irene challenge. Somebody else talking about the Irene challenge. I don't know what the fuck that is.
That's the only girl on the phone. They was doing, when she was, you know, she was recording herself and she was hitting the blunt. They were doing that little, they had like a wig on and some stupid glasses and they were doing this shit. Yeah.
So this nigga, the one I just watched, dude just got in one of the ready ice containers at the gas station.
Yeah.
He got in that freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah, this shit is... Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that shit. I lost
all hope for humanity, bro.
I didn't even know that. Wow, Irene challenge. This is one of those times that I'm glad I'm the old nigga in the club. Because a lot of times on social media, I miss shit. I don't follow Twitter like I'm supposed to. Facebook is really all I do. I don't do any of the other shit. So if it doesn't come across my...
You can control that? Facebook. That's why Sarah Wright loves it. He's like, yes. Yeah, get fun of people to spit out bullshit.
Right. I'm able to curate my environment, and I don't see a lot of this shit. So by the time I get some shit, you know, the fellas send a text, and I'm like, what's that? And they're like, oh, nigga, you the old one, nigga. You the only one that don't know. That's old. I'm like, all right, well, I missed it. I'm glad I missed this shit. Because I'd have been fired up. That's some bullshit. Wow. I had never heard of that. All right. No. Well, yeah. Challenges are fucking crazy. Challenges are fucking crazy. You have a Keep It 100 this week.
Man, my Keep It 100 this week, man. Shout out to all the women that's beating on their men.
Wow.
Had a homeboy came to work this week. Well, actually, he missed 3 days of work, and he came back to work Tuesday with a black eye. And the story he sold us was he was playing softball and got hit with a softball in the face and blacked us out. We weren't buying it for a minute. We were just like, nigga, first off, you work two jobs. When do you have time to play softball, my nigga? Like, you don't never have time. Then, what, you was playing in a night league or something? Because you get off work like 11 o'clock at night. So when do you have time to play softball? So the story comes out, his wife threw a cell phone at him, hit him in the fucking eye with it, just blacked this shit up.
Why are you laughing at this man's pain?
Because that shit funny, bro. Like, yo, man, this shit real. Like, niggas get beat up by their women, ain't nothing they can do about it. It's funny. Like, you know what I'm saying? But on the flip, like, if it was a reverse, you would feel sorry for the woman. So, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to all the women who's empowering themselves by beating up on their men, man. That shit is fucking amazing, bro.
It's one hell of a show, Jerm. One hell of a show. I don't even know how to come back from that. From Cam telling the woman it's funny to hear her talk to women beating on men, I have no idea what the fuck we just did.
It's crazy.
What about winners and losers this week? Who's your winner this week?
Man, my winner this week is LeVar Ball. Why is he your winner, Jerm? Because he took his son out of school and plans to homeschool him.
Why are you laughing at that?
Because that's amazing, bro. Like, this man is really shifting the fucking game, man. Like, this nigga is, he's like, the kid loses his amateur fucking status. So you pull his fucking ass out of school because you don't like the coach. And, hey, man, it's fucking amazing. LeVar Ball, dad of the year, 2017, bro.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic or not.
I'm being serious, man.
So you support him taking LeVar out?
I mean,
or take LaMelo out.
If he's doing that's what's best for his son, like, I mean, he still got to go to college.
What does it mean?
We don't. He can just sit out for 1 year. Like, that shit is crazy.
He can go overseas.
Yeah.
Or he can go to a little JUCO. Something. All you got to do is get 1 year in. He can go to a JUCO and be
done. You're right.
That's what nigga Bryce did.
Start a whole college just for his son. His son be the only student. Hey. And then, you know, he do his 1 year there.
You never know. He might do it.
University.
One of my winners for this week, I think we both share the other winner. One of my winners this week is actually Stephen A. Smith, who got into it. He was on the show, you know, and they had, for whatever reason, when I actually turned on First Talk for the first time in decades, they had like six people sitting at the table. And they were talking about LeVar Ball taking his son out of school. And Stephen A. Smith was like, the article that they were talking about mentioned LeVar Ball as the worst sports father in history. And Stephen A. Smith was like, y'all only put this damn headline up because it's a black father. We done seen all these other motherfucking fathers and ain't nobody said shit. Ain't nobody talked about Manning's dad. Ain't nobody talked about, Marinovich. Ain't nobody talked about his ass who had his kid eating certain foods and training a certain way and all this shit his whole fucking life. But when it comes to black fathers, all of a sudden it's the worst thing. And one of the other guys was on there. He's like, this is not about race. And Stephen A. Smith was like, shit, the fuck is not about race. I was like, Stephen A., man, hold it down for one time, man. I appreciate that, bro. Because that's definitely been the narrative, is that he's doing horrible things. And I'm like, didn't Bryce Harper just get to the league and we called him a genius? For circumventing the whole thing. Like at 18, he's a pro player. And we thought it was great how he took his GED and went to some little funky-ass JUCO for a year and was ready to play now. We thought that was great. But when LeVar is talking about doing it, that's what she went as far as to say, is pulling him out of school is going to stunt his professional growth or his personal growth. I'm like, no the fuck is not.
I mean, I'm not going to school to be a fucking professional basketball player, yes.
Man, I'm not going to school to be a professional call center worker.
Yeah.
The fuck you mean? Like going to homeschool, because they still have outreach and shit that they have to do. There's homeschool teams. They have sports leagues based on the area where you're at. They still have shit that they interact with other kids at.
Well, I don't think that homeschooled, you can play for any school. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's one of the little rules they got.
You can still play for other teams, and it's not.
You can play for, like, yeah, so there might be a position thing he could do to get his son to play on the team he want to play on.
Maybe. Smart move. I definitely don't think it's any more detrimental than shipping your kid to another city and state to play high school ball because the school has a certain mystique about them. Shipping your kid out of state to play with some kids that he don't know, I don't think that's any more detrimental than having that motherfucker at home with you. So I appreciate you, Stephen A. The other winner that I think we both have is Shannon Sharp.
Yes.
Shannon Sharp went for the blackest news moment on TV. And he was talking about the Broncos win. This is on Undisputed. And he said, man, after that game, Skip, I was on their mouth and on their yak. And he pulled out a black and mild. And they were just like, what the fuck?
He's like, I got my cigar. He's like, yeah, I had to smoke a victory cigar. And he pulled them blacks out. And they was like, this is a black and mild. He was like, oh, I be on them blacks.
Did you call this a cigar? He's like, yeah, it's a cigar. Shannon wasn't fucking around, man. He was like, yeah, shit. He said, oh. So I come out here with my miles and my yak, and y'all got a problem with me. Let me celebrate, Skip. Hey, man, Shannon Sharp, man, you my hero, dog. Just go ahead and run for president. If I could get a ticket with Shannon Sharp and The Rock, I'm all in, brother.
Who's president? Who's vice president?
I don't give a shit. I'm all in. I'm all in, nigga. I vote twice. Yeah. I'll find a way to vote twice. Shit, I might. Saul write a vote and then write Saul a vote. God damn it. We'll hire him back. Who's your losers?
Oh, my losers this week, man. Tina Campbell, one half of Mary Mary. The one that's not fine. She's disappointed.
That's what? Fucked up. What you mean? Man, that's fucked. That's harsh.
I mean, no. Erica's my baby. Erica's my baby. She is the fine one in Mary Mary. Tina's the other.
That works better, you know? I guess. It's just mad harsh.
She's disappointed. What'd you say?
I said it's just mad harsh, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So, right? But yeah, she's disappointed in Donald Trump because she said she voted for him because of his Christian views. Donald Trump.
Where?
Christian views.
Where?
Exactly. So,
I don't remember. Like,
what was you doing?
He quoted the Bible, but he didn't even quote it accurately.
Exactly. So, you're my loser this week. Now you feel bad about what you did. Like, come on now. You should have known better.
Oh, so she tried to apologize after the fact.
Yeah, trying to make it seem like, oh, I voted for him. Now she see how fucking evil he is. And Donald Trump is my loser this week because when he went to Puerto Rico, he was hitting everybody with the goddamn Steph Curry shots, throwing paper towels at people and shit. Like, it was a fucking giveaway. Like, that shit was fucking horrible, man. Like, it was disgusting. Disgusting.
I really thought when I'm not being sarcastic or ignorant when I say this shit. I really thought when he was sitting at the table during that interview, because I saw it after the fact, that it was a parody. I thought somebody did the voiceover. Because he was like, you know, Puerto Rico, you really threw our budget out of whack.
I was like, what is that?
I said, what the fuck? I was like, who did this? That's so silly. And I was like, no, he really said that shit?
Oh my God.
You really threw our budget out of whack, and you got how many people confirmed dead? And he was like, 17? 16. 16, you know, you should be very proud of your people, our people working together. You should be very proud of what's happening in Puerto Rico. And I said, what the fuck is going on?
Like, I mean, good thing this wasn't no Katrina. You know, Katrina, now that was a real travesty. You know, that was bad. You know, this is not, this was bad, but, you know, it's not like, I'm just like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Like, oh, God.
I don't understand how this motherfucker is still president. I have no idea, bro. No idea how he's still president. And then, like you said, when he's passing out, he's supposed to be assisting passing out aid, helping aid. His ass sat at the table and was shooting paper towels into the crowd. The fuck?
Bro, that shit was fucking wow, my nigga. Like, I was just like, yo, this nigga here,
it wasn't a real nigga in that audience because nobody rushed his ass.
Bro, that one woman in front, she kind of like stole something. If you look at that video again, it's a woman. So she grabbed whatever's in them little yellow bags, like a bag of sugar, nigga, and she cuffed it. Look, watch that shit. That was so funny, nigga. I guess she felt like she wasn't gonna get one the way he was shooting. He was pulling up from 30 and shit. He was just like, He was looking like KD with the shit. Nigga, wrist was down, hand down, man down. I was like, oh, fuck. Mama, there goes that man.
They should have flipped the table in that motherfucker, bro. They should have flipped the table in that motherfucker. There's no way, bro. There's no way. This nigga's such an idiot, man. Give us a shout-out so we can get up out of here. I know you got
man,
practice.
Shout-out to the staff, man. Shout-out to Saul Wright. B-Eazy, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Shout out to Ruler myself. Shout out to Pepe J from B More. Shout out to Rick James, bitch. Shout out to RT3. Shout out to Dr. Brasive and everybody over there. Congratulations, Mr. Wash. Y'all got y'all first fucking win. Congratulations. I know y'all still the only team in the state that ain't ranked. Making us look bad over here in Florida. Anybody else? Papa Dash, Daughter Dash. Anybody else that fuck with us, man?
Can we put them on real quick too? Since right now for Nappy Afro, we don't have a wrestling podcast right now. I don't know what's going on with that, but y'all can holler at the Wrestling Gods.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. If y'all want to get that fixed,
they'll do a show consistently. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Now you ain't. Why are you trying to be controversial this week?
I'm not trying to be controversial. Sorry, just saying. Maybe you can motivate these guys to do a wrestling show, man. I don't know.
I saw the homie. All right,
said he can't take no more shows. He's kind of, it's all right. It's not available. So yeah, sorry. Y'all have to work that out.
I got fired from that show like a year ago, so it wasn't even on me.
And you know.
JPM asked about it on Twitter, so I figured I would address that shit for people who are looking for it. Holla at the Wrestling Gods.
Short T, man. Start watching wrestling, man.
Jerm is good at telling other people what to fucking do.
I'm an ideas guy. I keep telling
you. Why don't you do the wrestling podcast? Because
I don't watch wrestling.
Start watching wrestling just like you told Short T.
You want to start? I mean, I could talk about old wrestling. But who
whatever, we ain't got nothing right now. There's a gap right now. We have no wrestling podcast.
The wrestling is not as good as it used to be. I can't get into it, man.
You don't even watch it now. How do you make that determination?
I watched WrestleMania this year.
You tried one show and you wrote it off.
I mean, I was just like, it ain't as exciting as it used to be. I'm sorry.
It's because you didn't know who the fuck was doing what. How is it supposed to be exciting when you don't have any of the backstory?
What do you mean?
Like, you didn't know who people were. Like,
it just didn't make me want to know nothing about it. Like, the wrestlers look all corny and shit. Like, they don't look cool no more. Like, it was just weird, man. Like, some of the dudes just look like this one guy's name was like, he had like a regular name, like Brian Kelly or some shit like that. He was a big white dude, kind of, I don't know, what's his name? What's your boy name? You like him. I think they say that's all right, boy. Be careful.
You give me Brian Kelly, I have nowhere to go from that.
No, I mean, it's like a dude. Who's one of your favorite, some of your like top wrestlers out now?
Maybe, because you're saying B, maybe it was Bray Wyatt?
That's his name. Yeah, it was just like Bray Wyatt. And I was just like,
If I could defend that, I would. Bray Wyatt has been.
They defend it because, I mean, I'm not saying nothing's wrong. I'm just like.
I'm saying that, like, that's a salient point. Bray Wyatt's. All of his hype and excitement is before the pay per view. His pay per view shit is garbage because they make him lose. But hearing him talking shit beforehand, like on the regular shows, is dope. But if you tuned in to watch Bray Wyatt at pay per view, I can't be mad at you for that because his shit is trash at pay per views.
Damn, man. See?
But you would love Rusev. Rusev would be your nigga. He showed up to the goddamn WrestleMania in the motherfucking tank.
Damn.
See, that would be your nigga. But you know, if y'all want to, you know, get the rest of the podcast up, holla Be Easy, holla GQ Blue. Be Easy's back on the ride now. He's back with us. He's posting up every day. I know y'all seen a lot of activity going up. So holla Be Easy. Get him back in the booth, man. We need that wrestling. We need that wrestling back on the show. But this has been another episode, man, of the Frocast for NappyAfro.com, episode 273. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex B. Keaton, sitting in with King German, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of today, yesterday, and forever. We'll holler at y'all next time on another episode for NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Buy a shirt, bitch.
Exactly.
NappyAfro.com.